Rocket to the Moon, Part 1. We were out in my backyard, looking up at the night sky. "Look at the stars," said Jacob, my best friend. "They're like a million points of light." "And look at the moon," I said. "It seems so close, I can reach out and touch it. I would love to visit the moon some day. Do you think that will ever happen?"
"Sure. People have already walked on the moon," said Jacob. "It will happen again. When you go, will you take me with you?"
"Yes, of course. And we'll take all of our friends from the neighborhood. Wouldn't that be amazing to say, 'I am flying through space'?"
Jacob and I were silent for a long time, looking at the moon and stars. Soon, I heard Jacob snoring, and I realized that Jacob was asleep. I was feeling a little drowsy, too, but I lay back on the grass and kept looking at the moon. Suddenly, it was daytime. I looked over at the grassy park behind my house. I saw a group of people in white jackets. They were working on something that was silver, a tall silver tube with a pointed top. All the kids in the neighborhood ran to the park to see what was happening. Jacob and I ran down the stairs. We saw three friends, two girls named Naomi and Hannah, and one boy named Juan.
"Hi, everyone," I said. "What's up?"
"These people are aerospace engineers. They are making an unmanned rocket that is designed to fly on its own," said Juan. "They are from a government space agency. They want to give us a tour."
"Wow," said Jacob. "Let's do it."
The scientists led us up a staircase to the capsule, where there were five seats.
"Climb inside," said a woman wearing eyeglasses. "We want to test the seating." We climbed inside and sat in the five seats. The woman fastened our seat belts. The two girls were up front and the three boys were in the back. We looked at each other and smiled. Suddenly, the whole capsule was shaking, and then we were moving faster and faster. I glanced out the window to the side and saw the trees getting smaller and smaller. And then the sky above us became dark and filled with stars. The moon appeared in our window, and it was getting larger and larger. We spoke to each other in whispers.
"I can't believe that this is happening to us," said Hannah.
"I've always wanted to visit the moon," said Jacob bravely, "and now I have my chance."
Soon we were gliding along the surface of the moon, looking down at mountains and craters. The craters became closer and closer, and then a cloud of dust rose. We stopped moving. As the dust settled, we looked out the window at the barren gray landscape of the moon, with the dark night sky above.
"Hey, guys, there are five spacesuits hanging in back of us," shouted Jacob. "Let's go out and explore."
We put on the spacesuits. They fit us perfectly. Naomi twisted the latch on the door, and all of us jumped out onto the dusty surface of the moon.